Chapter 1 Beach Hotel, Littlehampton, Sussex, February 1919. Alice led the way into the staff dining room at the late afternoon tea break on a wet February afternoon, Annie dragging herself along just behind. She was glad to see the roaring flames in the substantial fireplace on the long side of the wall. The large window, situated to the left on the short wall, revealed the gloom of a day that had never really seemed to get light.
"Oh, boy, I'll be glad to take the weight off me feet for a while," said Alice, as she sat next to head waitress Lily Probert.
"Not been that busy today, it hasn't," said Lily in her Welsh lilt. "Afternoon tea's been very quiet."
Annie slumped down on the bench opposite them.
"We had a whole load of new posh crockery to wash up that Mrs. Bygrove's just bought."
"No point in moaning about it," said the housekeeper Imogen Leggett, sitting in her special chair at the end of the table opposite the window.
She pressed her lips together and peered at them over the spectacles she hadn't long acquired for reading.
"At least she's been able to afford it. It wasn't that long ago we feared we'd have to close altogether."
"I suppose you're right," Annie conceded.
"Of course, there is still much to moan about, even with the war over. But it's taking place outside our walls."
Mrs. Leggett lifted the newspaper she was reading.
"There are general strikes and riots all over the place, and no sooner do we finish a war with parts of Europe than we embark on one with Ireland. Goodness knows what our men will be coming home to when they're finally demobilised. It's certainly not the peaceful homecoming they'd wish for."
Annie picked up the pot and poured herself a cup of tea.
"I wonder what Lorcan will make of the war in Ireland."
"I guess we'll find out when the government finally releases him from the army, along with the other men."
"You're quiet, Gunther,"
Alice said to the German waiter, sitting with his head in the weekly news. He'd always been someone who'd said little, even before the war. But since he'd returned from Newbury internment camp, he'd not said a word unless spoken to. She always tried to include him in conversations so he didn't feel left out or ignored.
"I am sorry to be rude. I was rather involved with an article here,"
he said in his very precise accent.
"You weren't being rude, Mr. Schultz," said Mrs. Leggett. "We just want to make sure that you feel at home here after what happened."
Alice knew that the housekeeper was referring to the day, near the beginning of the war, when Gunther was hauled away by the police after being reported by an anti-German guest, even though he'd been naturalised. He should have registered as an alien at the police station, but hadn't got around to it, and had consequently been interned for the duration of the war.
"I am most grateful to Mrs. Bygrove, and to you all, for accepting me back after they released me. I have been welcomed back, also by the guests who remember me from before the war, though I fear not all the guests will feel the same. And when the men return to work here, as a couple are today and a couple tomorrow, they may not welcome me after their experiences."
"Then they're just being ignorant," said Alice. "You didn't do nothing to no one."
"I agree with Miss Twine," said the housekeeper, "though I would say that you didn't do anything to anyone. The male staff here had nothing but respect for you before you were taken away, and I'm sure that won't have changed. And just think, Miss Sweeten will be back in the still room tomorrow after her stint with the Women's Land Army. You must be looking forward to that."
Gunther and Phoebe Sweeten had been walking out for a short while before he'd been taken away. Alice had felt sad for Phoebe when it had happened.
"Yes, I am very much looking forward to seeing Phoebe once more. Her letters over the years have kept me going, and I have been most grateful for them."
He closed the magazine and stood.
"Now, if you will excuse me, I am going to get started on laying up the dining room for dinner."
He bowed his head and left.